Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Very wonderful ministrations out there. Brother, move this way. You're the last guy, move there. Caleb, come and sit down. And sit down. Okay. All right. Nice one. And I want to welcome all of you back to church. Put your hands together for yourself. It is not easy to carry yourself. Hey, what is he going to do there? They are coming to take his phone. It's not easy. I'm preaching already. Oh, I'm not preaching. It's not easy to carry yourself to church. Yes. And I want to say that for you to appear in church, you have tried. Put your hands together for yourself. Oh, clap genuinely for yourself. Yes. To appear in church. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's easier to go to school than to come to church. It's true. I don't know if you know that on Sundays, you have thought whether you should go to church or not. It happens. Which people sit here? I'm speaking to ask you a question. Yeah, you see your head. Yeah, what? Nobody. So just move this way. Buffa. The way you are sitting, if you are writing exams like that, you can fail. So sit properly. Okay. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's easier to go to school. You wake up Monday morning, you bathe cold water, B-O-C, and you take that your smelling school bag and off you go to go and meet your canteen madam. It's difficult. It's easier that way than the one that you wake up. Or Jennifer, it's not difficult to come to church. For you, it's not difficult. But you are a Christian. You go to heaven early, very, very early. You go to heaven. You meet Peter. But some of us sitting down here, so there's some Basenta leader kidnap you before you are here. So as you are sitting down here, your mother has reported to police station that you can't find the daughter. Missing girl. They've even put your picture on TV3. So unless we close before your mother will see you. And also clap for me for coming here to church. It's not easy. It's not easy to have somebody coming to preach to you. Or it's not easy. Yeah. To have somebody. Do you know that some pastors are home right now waiting for their wives to do fufu and abekwan for right now? Yeah. But I'm here. Yes. I don't even know. My wife doesn't even know what I'll eat after church. But some people are sitting down. They said they should fan him. Pastor, man of God, they call him Reverend. They are fanning him. And the wife is doing fufu and this thing. Light soup. This thing is inside. Koto is inside. You clap for this boy. He knows the man. He knows the pastor. Koto is inside. Do you see? So for me to bring myself here, to wear black suit in this hot sun, you can see I've tried. It's not easy. Clap for pastor once again. Mr. Ewu, you are the only one that have the coronavirus, so you are wearing masks. Remove it, brother. I don't know if you want to. But you treat this sunny. They go for a dog, now, they are born, sir. Hallelujah. And I want you to clap also for the various choirs that came to sing. I have seen that today, I've seen that music is working in this church. Put your hands together for that. Yeah. Some time ago, few weeks ago, I have to struggle with choristers. Do you see? We can't find the soundtrack. The soundtrack has gone to Press B, and the pen drive is with a Roman sister who has gone to Yeji. And so he's on his way, and the cable that we used to play there. But now, can you not see that when the people stand here, then we hear the sound. Clap for the people also. Yeah, you collect your two. These are, so you can join any of them. And today, I think they all sang. Everything was on point. Except the dancing stars. I will be there with them. And the dancing stars, they are my people. I'll shout and then they'll become correct. Then the demons work on them. Then they come back. But I've seen that my choir says are not coming back again. Put your hands together. They've tried. Yeah. He said, only one talent. Only, you see, when one of the lines in the song says that when you are in the midst of talented people, you want to hide your talent. Yeah. Do you know that if you don't speak Ghan and you meet if you are not a Ghan person, but you speak Ghan, and you meet people who speak Ghan, you will not speak. Because you are afraid that if you say a word, they'll correct you. So, because you are trying, it's like, I can't sing like Kezia. I can't sing like Lois. You see, but there is something you are not seeing, but I'm seeing. As I sit here and they are singing, there is something I am seeing, but you are not seeing it. You see, but you think that they can sing better than you. If there's a pastor, listen to this statement. If there's a pastor who is correct, you see, if all pastors are correct except me. If no pastor whose brain is working well, listen to the statement. No pastor whose brain is working very, very well would say that Lois should sing in his church. Nobody would do that. It's only mad people who are that they will say Lois should sing. Yeah. But if you go to Presby, do you think they will ask you to sing? I don't know if you have gone to Presby church before. You have to join men before you get to women fellowship. What are you talking about? You've married crying, your husband has left you before you join the women fellowship. Singing band and thing. But here, tell your neighbor that here there is chance for everybody. And only one talent. You see, as you are saying, me, I can't sing. But you see, it is you. You the same person. You sing Senia, where that here, no? You sing it. You sing this a fear song. You know it. You see, I'm not interested in your voice. Oh. I am not interested in your voice. Today, when they sang, I didn't hear this girl's voice. But she sang, you were singing. I don't know if you heard her voice. I don't even know what she was doing. But if she's fat, it's okay. One day, God will bless us and every chorister will hold the mic. Today, it's only one talent who is holding mic. All others are just whether they are bending their song, oh, they are singing it, oh. The ability to even stand here alone is a blessing. So if you are here, Shelly, join. I've brought you here. Do you know I brought you here? She's part of us. Clap for Shelly. Any time you see her going to that chair, carry her and bring her here. Yeah, carry her. And when you bring her, you beat her. Let her sit down. She's my daughter. I've given you that chance. Okay, from today. So if you are there, you can join any of the choir. Okay? This is how if you join a choir, you can't leave the choir. They'll come and call you. If you're on vacation, cry, be frail. Do you understand? So it's working. I can see that the sound also is working. But I'm still assuring that this equipment are not for us. They are for J Church. Do you understand? So because we are bigger than them, we are using it then. I don't know if you saw the man who came here. Yes, he's the one who is. Yes, was it yesterday? He came to visit me in my house. We're talking. He told me that the thing has come. It's at Tema, at the port. So this week, you know. This week, but I'm owing. I've not finished pay. I'm owing. I have about 1,000 B to pay. Do you see? The microphone alone, they say it's 600 Ghana cedis. So one day you'll be here. Police will be standing here. So they are waiting for me. If I finish preaching, they are sending me to sell. Because if I share envelope, you don't bring it. I've not even started preaching, though. I'm just, do you understand? So let's support, okay? If you are there and God touch your heart, you can bring 10 CDs. Oh, Pastor Emma, I want to support. Is it not nice that now we can preach with sound? Some time ago, few weeks ago, people have to steal their father's speakers before they bring it here. Do you understand? I know somebody who speak the father Bluetooth speaker, they'll steal it. We can't put it here. As they are playing the song, cry, we can't hear, but we clap in feet. But I think that things are working. Put your hands together for the Lord once again. Yeah. Yeah. And on the 1st of May, 1st May is going to be what? 1st May is a holiday. But what date is that? 1st May, what day? It's a Saturday, I think so, yeah. So on that day, we'll be doing the new ceremony for our son, our brother. So everybody is supposed to. I've not told them. They don't need to know. You understand? But you people, you need to know. And so because of that, we'll do it in this auditorium. So you have to, the people coming, if you don't take it, they'll say, go and stand outside. You know how it is. So you have to come early. When you can, you do like you're asleep. If they say, oh, go and buy water, say, please, I beg you. Yeah, we don't buy water here. Okay. So early morning, 8 o'clock, you have to shed and a white. If you wear red, I'll suspect you. You want to beat the boy if you wear red. Okay, so white. If it don't say, I don't have white, I'm not coming, you have to come. If you are doing your dream, I will not come. So you have to come. Do you understand? You have to come cry, come and share the aunties. Aunties will sit here. Uncles will sit here. Aunties of the baby. White way there. See, why? Why? Wash and wear. Yeah. Hallelujah. We are on quiet time. I'm preaching for a very short time today because I hear you are going to do series of reza. Next week, Sunday, is also my birthday. Very powerful. Yeah. Very, very powerful. Yeah. By next week, Sunday, I'll be a human being. I'll be correct. 31 years. I'm not old. So I'm expecting gift from everybody. Special. Hey, it says, this one is to from Peku Owusu to Pastor EK. Issue. Don't say that. Wait. You see, when is your teachers? You are vacated. You vacated. Some of you sent beans to your teacher. You sent tea roll and soap. Geisha, one more bucket. Toilet, Dettol. You sent Dettol. Pampers. You sent Pampers to say, support niyama. Do you understand? Some of you, when you drop here, you came to meet me. I've been preaching. Do you understand? And I don't have any mind of leaving, though. Pastor Emma want to leave. No, I'm not leaving. Do you understand? So it's proper. I don't care whether they ask you to contribute money. No, that this particular is a special gift from the way when your teacher is doing our day, you carry soap and 5 kilo rice and this thing. Omo, Milo and tacholet and that thing. It's not milk. Omo the air fryer. Sad. It's not mackerel. Powdered pepper. You buy it for sale. I will say this thing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So everybody, this week they have to prepare. You have to prepare your gift. I don't know what you are buying. Anything, if you bring me Vortic, I'll collect. But who the fuck Vortic bring me what them has? Hallelujah. All right, so we started last week on quiet time, and I think that has been a blessing. And I think only 2 people in this church sent me their quiet time, Kofi and Lois, and they sent it religiously every day. The rest of the people, I knew that they will not even do their quiet time. Yeah, I think it was Alex who was trying, but he will send me Job chapter 1, verse 1 on Monday, Tuesday. Job chapter 1 verse 2. Wednesday, Job chapter 1 verse 3. Thursday, Job chapter 1 verse 4. Friday, Job I'm not joking though. Shall I show it to you? Oh, I'll show you. See, it will become like I'm telling. I'll show you. I'm sure. Nominate one person who tells the truth so that the person will look at and to Andre, come and see. Come and see. Andre, come and see. Maybe they will say that this one is what? Today, what is the verse?
Job chapter 1, verse 4.
This one is what?
Yesterday. Job chapter 1, verse 3.
This one is what? 15th April.
15th April. Job chapter 1, verse 2.
14th April.
Job chapter 1, verse 1.
Very good. Clap for Alex. Clap for Alex. Clap for Alex. Reverend Alex, clap for me. Yeah. I'm not joking, you. When I say the thing, they say, oh, Pastor AKD, everything there, but not the yesterday. Same. Hey, what far? This way. Sit here. And behave, okay? Okay? I like your haircut, eh? I don't want to super bet. Transi. Very good. Okay? And it was only two of them. I mean, plus, unless three. But unless guy has tried. What of you that you haven't said anything? Unless they knew he wasn't doing it. Send of you say make it came, I will insult it. Me not say my guy. When I don't insult again, because of my son, I've stopped insulting people. So if you get anything, go and thank my son. I don't insult. Amen. Yeah. So we've been talking about quiet time. And I said that, you see, this world, I'm preaching already, this world is full of fake people. A lot of things in this world are not real. And the only thing that can expose fake things is the light of God. Look for, Isaiah 60 and verse 1. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1. I want to show you something there. Somebody with a microphone should read Isaiah 60 and verse 1 for me. Yes. Who is there? Yes. 60 verse 1. Yes. It says what?
Arise.
Arise.
Shine.
Shine.
For thy light is come.
For thy light is come.
And the glory of the Lord.
And the glory of the Lord
is risen upon
you. Verse 2. I think it's verse 2 I'm looking for.
For behold, darkness shall cover the earth.
Listen to me. Darkness. And I can't see it. He said, darkness shall cover the earth. There is so much darkness in this world. There is so, I'm telling you, I see, I'm older than you. Even if they multiply your age by 2, you are not likely to get to mine. I am telling you that this world, what you see is not what it is. There is so much darkness. There is so much, you see, it is darkness that will cause two boys. Two teenagers to use cement block to hit another girl, another boy. They said they are going to use him for Sikidro. It's darkness. Darkness cover the earth. You see, when I say don't watch television again, you will say that I am an antichrist. I'm against your progress. But you see, the things you see on television, they are not true. Mr. Who am I preaching? I'm preaching well so that next week when you are bringing your birthday present, you do it well. No, that's why I'm wearing suit because you say that pastors wear suit, but this guy, he says he's a pastor, that's the way. So I have to bring my suit. So you know that I have some. I have callous. If next week, if I get angry, I'll wear pink suit. But next week, because of my birthday, I have to wear white. White, do you understand? So we are going to have a joint service J Church. Okay. So everything today when we close rehearsal, dancing start. No, if there's no dancing start next week, I'll not eat the birthday. Me the birthday, no, I won't eat it. There must be dancing stars. Hey, mommy, what about me? First of all, I'm sorry, no. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. There is so much darkness. There is darkness in your school. There is darkness in your house. Continue on the reading. It says what? It says darkness cover
the earth. Engross darkness.
You see, when
people
engross darkness into wisdom. Your penis has enlarged. So listen to what I'm saying. This boy shook. He said, hey, I've not seen pastor like this. I miss me.
Pastor
Bailey. Is that not what they taught you? Enlargement of penis, pubic hair, adolescent. Is that not what they taught? But if they can say it in your class, why can we not say it here? What? Smashing salmon. Uh-huh. Chest broadens. Uh-huh. Enlargement of hips. Hips, eba. When we look at you, look like a Coke bottle. Do you see? But right now, the hips have come. Do you see? Some of you boys sitting here, you were following the girls' hips. That's why you are here. You are following girls. See, it's not everybody who came here to listen to the word of God. Some of you came to look for girls. I said some people here are here because of girls. But listen, but I have one scripture for you. Look for Job chapter 5 verse 12. I know. I've been a pastor for years. I've been pastoring children now. How many years now? Job chapter 5 verse 12. It says what? I want King James. 5 verse 12. It says what?
The device of the crafty.
For he disappointed the device of the crafty. Read the good news. Job 5 verse 12. It says what? It said he upset the plan of cunning people and trapped the wise in their own schemes. If you are here to look for girls, I will disappoint you. My girls, there you can't be like those them. You seen but us, no, your penis started rising. Foolish boy. Send it to your hometown. Hallelujah. Yeah, he said, hey, let's go back to, if you're a pastor, you have to know scripture. So, those of you plan to go and start your own church, you have to know scriptures. He said, gross darkness, the people.
But the Lord.
No, is that the gross? You see, when we say something is gross, do you know gross? Gross means, you see, when you misbehave at school and then your headmaster use this word gross disrespect to authority, it means you are going to jail. Like if you are Pimpolo. Have you heard she's gone to jail 3 months or whatever? He said we should pray for her. She'll be strong. Who should be praying for you? Back or wrong, why you took pictures? Were we there? Now we as you have come to church, we have come to pray for a crapping polo erade. Jesus Christ. Hey, I should use my preaching time to pray for a crapping polo in prison. Misbehave on Facebook. You wear panties and take pictures. Now, as we have come to church this morning, our main prayer topic is a crapping polo as in someone prison. Hey, why? And the initial year. Do you know Kwapim Polo? Do you know Kwapim Polo? Eh? I'm talking to you. Do you know Kwapim Polo? I said, why are you behaving as if we all know him? Foolish girl. Gross darkness covered the people. Listen. The only thing that can discover people or that can remove the gross darkness from people is the word of God. Otherwise, one day, you will marry a fetish priest. One day, you, Lord, Caleb, if you don't do your quiet time, one day, you will bring a prostitute here. That is your beloved. Maybe when you bring prostitute, what will I say? You have brought the girl that, this is the girl you want to marry. I should say, don't marry her. No. I would ask you, what are your colors? Watch a brown and shit up black. I will wear it and be here. This one is shit up black. This suit is what? It's shit up black. Watch it brown. Is the shirt. I'll officiate your wedding for you right now. Hey, I cast you out. Oh, Pastor Ike. People have been saying that the children are afraid of me. Is it true? Don't be afraid of me. Some of the things I don't do that way, you won't become correct. Some of you, they don't do that at home for you. Everything, there is peace. Everything up. Ah. They will see. So you see, and because they train you that way, your eyes are not strong. You see, yesterday, as we plan, we're going to sleep 7:30 or 8:30. We say we're going to sleep. Then this small boy, we were in the house. You came to meet us. You ate everything around 8 o'clock, 8:30. Hey, cow. We've done everything. This boy was not sleeping. You see, by that time we've all entered the sleep. Then you came to meet a small boy. You're not sleeping. Cow. So I took him. I said, this boy, teach him a lesson. I'll show him that I'm the father. So I carried him. So I have to make him sleep. You see? Come. Kezia, I can put your Bible down. Come. So as I took him, I was rubbing his back, you see, so that he would sleep. And then he put his head on me. Like, as I was rubbing his back, he was also rubbing me. Then he would lift up his eye and see if I'm asleep. I said, this boy is mad. Then I said, God, you see that sleep that you put Adam to sleep, that you remove his rib. No, let this boy sleep like that. He shouldn't wake up. Let him sleep. Hey, 5 minutes. So if he lift up his eye to look at me, then I close my eyes. So I thought that when he saw that, if he lift up his eye, my eyes are closed. Then I said that he also closed his eye. Then he slept. He came to meet me on the earth. Far older than him. I'm putting you to sleep. You're also robbing me. Oh! And I said, so if I sleep, it means you fall down. You have no idea. Gross darkness. The only thing that can expose fake people is the word of God. That is why I am telling you that when you wake up in the morning, young people, look for your Bible. Mr. Ewu, look for your Bible. Your Bible is more important than integrated science. Where is Divina? She's supposed to be here. Where is she? Alex, where is your sister? Yeah, I know she didn't come. That's why I'm asking. Where is she? Doing what? She's doing something. Lord, she don't have something at home to do. You have a lot of things here. But you have something. I also have something. At least I should be playing with my son. Hey, this son, dear. Hey, Pastor. Hey. Next week, if you see this boy, say, hey. He has his quiet time. 3 o'clock, I wake him up. Me and Lord, you pray. Wake him up. Let me put him in the hall. We'll listen to the message together. As I'm praying, he said, no doubt. Wait, so that I can't my born. Unyane. Unya papa. Say, Baba. Baba, Pastor Fion. Ube Fili. Mato Makarios, a man of Cradada. That's Macarius. Bishop's books, he has all. His name is inside. Gross darkness, the people. A lot of people are going to deceive you. But the only thing, you say you are a church girl. Don't worry. But a certain bugger will arrive. I am telling you, the only thing that can save you is the amount of word in your life. If I were a fake pastor, last week I was going through some pictures. I saw Antoinette. Who cry will I use in this J church? Like, hey, when I said, my God. If I were a fake pastor, let me tell you, if I were a fake pastor, would you not have heard? If I were the pastor that sleep with the girls, would you not have heard it around? You'd have heard it. Says, hey, who call it as our children's service for pastor? Yeah, it's in favor. As you know, I saw the mukwa. Girls, no kwa. Girls, sing in higher than girls. It's 5 minutes with God, you go far. If you can spend 10 minutes with God alone, You wake up, take your Bible, go and hide yourself somewhere. You think it's money devotion? I'm not talking about money devotion, no. I am not. You see, do you know money devotion? The one your father will call you, they will call your sister, they will call the cat and the dogs and all the fowls. Then they sing one song and your father reads some scripture that he himself doesn't understand from King James. So for the day your fathers will get me. They will beat me. That's up to now. You can't take, if you record the message, you won't send it home. If you go and play in the here, they will say, don't come here again. Yeah. But I'm telling you the reality. I am telling you the reality. That look, the only thing that can keep you with God, forget about UD, United Denomination, Origin, forget about Presby, forget about Pentecost or House of Deliverance Ministry International Gospel Church. Forget. I am talking about your personal relationship with God. Quiet time is the time that you spend with God alone. Alone. You and God alone. I'm telling you, you wake up. You wake up. You cannot give me Bible. You cannot look for Bible and go and hide somewhere and pray, say, God, I thank you for waking me up this morning. I am very grateful that when you were selecting the people to be alive, you thought it wise to consider me. Lord, I am grateful. I commit the day into your care. Whatever happens to me during the day, Lord, may you be aware of it and help me to go through the day. In Jesus' name, amen. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. What does it mean? In the beginning was the Word. Who is the Word? The Word is God. The Word is Jesus. It means that anything I would do in my life, the beginning should be the Word. Anything. You have finished your quiet time. Let this thing stay. Anything you do, you start with Jesus. That's your quiet time. You come and tell me that your quiet time is on Psalm 119, verse 1 to 150. What bold time. You have time to read from 1 to 150. So I said the first thing. What will you do? What's the first point? What's the first point? What is the first point? Pray to begin. Pray. Read your Bible, pray every day. Pray every day. Eradiate, pray every day. Oh, read your Bible, pray every day. If you are Kabasu Salam. You don't even have a Bible in the first place. Forget it. Yeah, forget it. I'm praying that one day God will bless us, will buy a screen and put it here. But that doesn't mean that this screen that there is in. I have, if you come to my house, I have 4 different Bible versions. I have an iPad with Bibles on it. My phone, Bible is on it. You don't have Bible. You say you are a Christian, you don't have a Bible. It should make your heart beat. These are our friends who have been doing. They said, now that they are fasting. They do it. We are almost a voice now, sister. They said, Imam Nukra wa be kumbiro. They drop no pass. They say, didn't they eat before they pray? And I just had to Allah, Akbar. The repetitive voice no clear. Around 3 o'clock. Allah. You think the microphone has spoiled? It's not spoiled. A common thing. I come in the room, ma'am. Malam wa embre. Malam wa embre. Hello. He can't eat. If he eats, they have spotted. I read in the news that they arrested 5 people in Nigeria because they were not fasting. I said, hey. And then if we Christian, they will arrest everybody to police station. Because you people, you don't fast. Do you understand? Yeah. Pray to begin. I'm showing you the steps to do your quiet time. Pray. Yeah, Asila, Lois has done a quiet time. She writes it in the book. She takes a screenshot and she sent to me. That's it. You can be there and say, Lois, Virgin Mary. Do you understand? Hey, my pastor, we don't have your number. I hear before we need your number, we have to pay 50 Ghana to Eugene. I beg. Eugene, if I be collecting 50 Ghana for my number, I beg. It's free. My number is free. Yeah. Hallelujah. Pray. Pray. You see, because something will happen to you, you need prayer. Yeah. In this world, then, you see, like from last week to today, I met 3 of my classmates. I met one of them. This morning I met one. I met him last week, and then as I was coming to church, I met him. His trouser was at his gluteus maximus. You know gluteus buttocks. That's the word for gluteus. You can use it at school tomorrow. It's called gluteus maximus. We have gluteus minimus and we have gluteus maximus. His trouser is King Otofista. When he saw me, he said, Oso, pray for me. That's what he said. He said, Oso, when you go to Asori, I pray for me. I said, I'll pray for you. Yeah. He was telling me how he doesn't have job and now he's home. And if he has become broom. But when I saw him, he was like this. He has become broom. Pray. To do well in this life, you have to pray. Prayer is something you cannot make somebody do for you. I'm telling you. Prayer. It is why he said, pray to begin. He said, Psalm 119 verse 18. He said, open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Pray to begin. If you are doing your quiet time, the first step is to pray to begin. Number 2, my time is going. Read a passage from the Bible. Expecting God to speak to you. What are the passages you can do? You read from the Bible. Some of you have a verse every day. You have a devotional. You can use a devotional. I have so many devotional on my iPad. So many. Some on my phone. Everywhere. I surround myself every day with the word of God. I'm telling you. Number 3. Let's go to step number 3. I'll preach that one today. Meditate on what you have read. Write it that way. Meditate. Or meditate. If you are Ghanaian, meditate on what you have read. Meditate on what you have read. What does it mean to meditate? To think about something. Do you understand? You see how you be thinking about the girl. You know, it's not only Eugene who has penis. Your own is not okro. You also have girls. Yeah. How many of you have thought about somebody sana? You pass it through to sleep. It has happened to you before. Oh, why are you doing hypocrites? Why are you doing girls? They tell the Lord you thought about. Yeah. It's only few real people have in this church. The rest of the people, I know that the Bible says, gross darkness cover the people. You are part of the people that gross darkness is covering. Yeah. Wofa, you want to say that you don't see any girl that your destiny has risen before. Eh? I'm not going. I'm asking you the question. I need an answer. Yeah. It's Jesus' brother. Oh, Pastor Ike. Shelly, have you not seen some boy that lift up? Have you not seen some boy that he said this boy dear true of us? Eh? Oh yeah, ne. Yeah. You were meditating on the girl. You were meditating. Ah, is she called Pan or Pearl? I come to ask your friend that you have 2 pence. Oh, please, you have 2 pearls. The girl has now become. You have taken picture. Hey, you have the girl's picture. You have put it under your pillow. Hey! I want mumu. Yeah. Caleb, you understand what I'm talking about? Girl's picture. You are going to a sketchy. You have done, you have gone to sit by the girl. Hey, in the same car. Hey. It means you are always think. Look, when we're in secondary school, when we're in primary school, JSS, there was a girl called Comfort. Then yes. Then there's another boy. His name, how many of you know the musician called Comfort Anor? Oh, you know Comfort Anor. She sings local song. So the girl was called Comfort. And then the boy was called Emmanuel. But the boy, his surname was Anor. So we used to call them Comfort Anor. Allah. Look, when we are writing exams, is that bad? When we are writing exams, the boy will lift his head. If you see that the girl is not writing, you will not write. I'm not joking. If you see that the girl is writing, then if the girl is not writing, you know, right? You'll be there. Yeah. And they used to sit together like this. Air doesn't pass through them. Air. 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 It started from JSS 2. That thing started from JSS 2, second term or third term. And they were on it. They were on it. Look. Look. Do you know how they communicate? They don't talk. The girl can look at the boy feet, then the boy will know what it means. it's not a joke. I'm talking about meditating. Hey, it was beautiful. But let me end the story. It was beautiful. It was very bad. To the extent that. When we're doing index numbers, you know BEC, they have index numbers. Yeah. Coincidentally, they start after this person's index number, then this one will follow. Let me tell you, the girl was called Comfort Amu Itim. Do you understand? So the surname is what? A-M. And the boy was Emmanuel Ando. A-N. M-N. So A-M-A-N. Even the headmaster of the school saw that these people, they were couples, so they separated them. So they sent the girl to index number last. Yeah. Because it was that bad. It came to pass. You know how we read the Bible? It came to pass. It betrayed Mukoye. Look, we didn't complete the school. We didn't complete the school. And something happened. There was something. Look. The letter the boy wrote to the girl, if you read it, you collect that last. Hey! As I speak to you, you don't see eye to eye. The boy doesn't want to see that. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Yeah. But when we're in school, the girl, she used to be my number one enemy. I used to fight with her. The girl, the father was a police. police officer. And I think she doesn't see well, so she used glasses. That's glasses. I've passed like four. Every day, the father is in the school. If there's a fight in the class, it's me and Comfort. Hey, as I speak to you now, as I speak to you, the Comfort girl, look, as I speak, me and her, like this. If she calls me right now, if we don't talk 1 hour, yeah. Last time she was sharing some issues with me, and when she calls me, she said, Bishop, right now she has seen that I'm correct. First day she doesn't see that. Now they can see that the guy he has brains. If you call me, say Bishop, if I call her and say Comfort, I want to see you right now. You come. But that boy, that you might not adore. You see, meditation, when you meditate on something, things that you think about the thing. If you can think about God like that, you will not have time to do evil things. It's clear. Let me show you this thing in the book. I'm preaching from Bishop. Let me tell you 5 keys to effective meditation. Number one, to meditate on what you are reading, read the passage slowly. To think on the thing, read it slowly. You see, don't do your quiet time as if somebody is chasing you. John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship by my spirit. Amen. I'll tell Pastor Ike that I've done my quiet time. Everywhere in the center, I've said, quiet time, quiet time. Stupid. I don't care. You are doing your quiet time to show me that you have done your quiet time. You are worrying yourself. Do you eat to show me that you have eaten? Jennifer, if you are eating, do you eat now so that I will know that you have eaten? I know you've all eaten. I know you all go to school. I'm going to school so that if you are going to school so that I'll know that you have gone to school, as you dress and you are going to school, come and pass in front of my house so that I'll see you. The same way you don't do your quiet time to show me, don't do your quiet time having me in mind. You cannot have me in mind. When I'm doing my quiet time, I don't have you in mind. I'm not doing my quiet time that if we first see then she'll see that I've done quiet time. Oh no. Why should she know I've done my quiet? It's between you and your God. Read the passage slowly. Everybody say, read the passage slowly. Slow. That's what I'm saying. Don't use King James. Thou mayest, comest thou, seest not thou. Dost. You see, there's another one. D-O-S-T. Dost. What is dust? Then another one. D-O-T-H. Dot. What is that? What is that confused word? Me that have gone to school. Me, I've gone to school. I've passed BEC. I've passed WASI. I've gone to university. By the grace of God, I'm a medical nutritionist. I said, clap. It's a good place to clap. Otherwise, you think I'm a plumber. Some of you know, you thought I'm a plumber. I'm not a plumber. As I stand here, I'm a lecturer. I lecture nurses. If you go to school, that nurse who come and look after you is my student. Even me, I don't understand dust. And you in P3. You come to worry your head. Basic 4. You come to worry your head with thou thoughtest, doest, oughtest thou. What is that foolish thing? Mayest, comest, goest. Who in real life say goest? Cometh thou. What is cometh? Come here. What is cometh thou? Antoinette, cometh thou. If you go and say this, they'll say you are mad. Just cometh thou. Do you understand cometh thou? Goest not. Goest not. Don't go there. What is goest not? Sittest here. In James' mother, they were high. NIV. NLT. New Living Translation. Look, that's my Bible. I'm recommending it to you. If you have to cry in the house or at the Bible, it's called New Living Translation. Get it? Look. Quiet time will be nice to you. There is a quiet time. Do you know that some of you don't like mass because of the teacher who taught you? Yeah. And it's not because of the subject. Yeah, it's because of the teacher. Some of you don't like French. Because of Messier. Montonson. Matassa. Notre. Votre. Le. What is this useless thing? What is Montonson? Mette. Montre. Pantalon. Me. Useless things. Montre. Tabura. Notre. Votre. Be. Mon fabi. It's because of the teacher. So the quiet time is not, it's not nice to you because of the book you are using. Yeah. I used to teach the next one of the subjects I used to teach them is called statistics. Statistics is an advanced form of math. Very, very advanced. And this next is they don't like if you write 2/3, they are going mad. They don't want to see my if they see 8 times 8. Something is happening. When they are told, that, look, I'm coming to teach you. I'm coming to teach you standard deviation. I'm coming to teach you mode, mean, and median. I'll teach you. You understand it. I started. I said, hey. Then some of them were saying, hey. I said, Jonathan, hey, you will die. Said Jonathan. They will say Jonathan taught the tongue. They didn't get it. The way King James is doing it, you don't be a Christian again because of King James Version. You stop being. Read the passage slowly. Number 2. Quickly so that I can close. But I have to close early so that I can go and see my son. Do not read very long passage. Yeah. Kofi to send me. I think his quiet time is either two or one. Verse. Lois to 2 or 1 verse. Unless also 2 or 1 verse. Job 1:1. Job 1:2. Job 1:3. Job 1:4. Tomorrow is Monday. I'll see Job 1:5. Can you, unless you cannot can. Hey, Reverend, man of God. Oh no, get that Holy Bible. No. Do you understand? To meditate, I'm trying to make quiet time very nice to you. Don't read so many. Look, just read 1 verse. 1. Number 3. Stop at any, even if you are reading about 5 verses, he said, stop at any verse that strike you. And think about it. Stop at any verse that what? That strikes you. There's something that strikes people. Yeah. Yeah. Stand up. Come. These two girls. Which one of them will strike you? Which of them will strike you? How many of you think Shelly will strike you? Lift up your hand. 1, 2. How many of you think this sister will strike you? Yeah, you are very intelligent. If you see this people, because of the color she's wearing, it will strike you. Why do you tend to look at somebody again? It's because of the... Yeah. Do you think... Look, right now, let me change and wear pink suit, pink trouser, and pass it. And go down right and pass it. You see everybody in the church. Pastor Ike can answer why. Pastor Ike mumpa the ocean ya mambiyo. You see, it's not the person though. It is what the person is wearing. So this color is not Christmas, if your mother buy this color for you, curse her. If your mother buy this thing, color, that, oh, hey, first, this is your Christmas dress. You say she's an antichrist. Yeah, it's not brighten. And no girls like brighten colors. Ah, your birthday, we've done cake, is pink like this. Oh, look at first, it's you'll be happy. Sit down. Striking colors. It's the same way as you are reading the Bible. Look for a verse that will strike you. A verse. A striking. Hey, sister, we need John. What Philip preaching on? Next week, Ubeba. And then next week, Umba. Ubeba. Ube June. And then, we are thinking of us or Ubeba next week. Ukokonsa. Namu kotishi. Ukokonsa. Ukokonsa. This one you do, and then you go to hell. Stop at a verse that strikes you. Look at them, they are fighting at their back. They told their parents they came to church. Hallelujah. Yeah. As you are reading the Bible, there is a verse that will strike you. You see, and the reason for the verse striking you is so that one day, the verses I know, they are the verse. You see, I know them because as I was doing my quiet time, it strike me. And have to look at it again and ask yourself, what does this verse mean? In times of temptation, in times, one day you'll be tempted. If you want to save you, one day you see 100 Ghana notes like this. Nobody is around. Nobody, your father has put it down. Plenty. One bundle, see it. If you remove one, you will never know. Nobody is around. You've gone to visit your auntie, that you've seen the money. Nobody is around. He's there. Hey. Come and hold down here. You come and hold down here. So my grandfather. Kneel down and worship the cross. Look in, worship the Lord. You seen the 100 CD notes. I'm not talking about one CD. You know 100 CD notes. Some of you, the day you see 100 CD notes on the floor, you go mad. You serve God again. You stop school. Okay, with the hatchet, you see 100 Ghana. That if you hear that they say, Pastor Ike say, come to church. You say that they should tell Pastor Ike to come here into 2 Emmy. You won't come. Because you are prospered. Last 2 weeks. No. About a month ago. I gave somebody 1,000 Ghana cedis. Do you see? Then yesterday I was talking to the person. I said, so the 1,000 Ghana cedis, no. When I give the person 1,000, the person thought that 1,000 Ghana is money. Then ask the person that, so the 1,000 Ghana, what, how far? Say, hey, now I've seen that 1,000 Ghana is not money. I say, why? Say, when I want to do this, if I do, my money will finish. Yes. 1,000 Ghana is not money. So as you see your auntie bundle, new. Fresh. It's not like this auto made money. Fresh. If I can pull one, put it in my shoe, and wear the shoe back like this. Even my auntie's place will be leaving around 5 o'clock. What do you see? Around that time, what will help you is Exodus. With Exodus 20, we say that thou shall not steal. Because you were doing your quiet time 3 weeks ago, and the verse was, thou shall not steal. You saw it. And you tell yourself that, had it not been this verse, yeah. As you are growing there, one day, some bugger will come with earring. It tells you that he is from Texas, Oklahoma. Not everybody who wear earring is from America. Some are from Peshi and La Paz. Say no, I shake chin like a dog. We train you to fista. When you look at his boxes, you can't tell the color. If you put it in soap solution, the soap will die. Next one. What number are we? I'm going to number four. Think about the meaning of the words. Think about it. The way you've been thinking about that girl, think about the meaning of the words. Some of you, you like the girl. If the girl fat cry, it looks like perfume for you. Philly girl, no. The girl, the mom smells that you don't know. Because she's your girlfriend. She doesn't wash her armpits. She doesn't wash her panties. And because she's your girl, the BIM out. Everything is on point. On point. Everything's on point. Every, if you see the girl, say, that's my girl. Meanwhile, I can't go and see her panties in the house. 3 weeks, she's still wearing the same panties. Think about the meanings of the word. Number five, think about how the scripture applies to you. Ask yourself, how does this scripture apply to me? Thou shalt not steal. What does it mean? It means I steal and I have to stop stealing. So if you can't sit there and say, I'm Christian, but you steal. Stealing. You'll be stealing your mother's money. Some of you have graduated from to stealing your mother's kente and go and sell. And sell your mother's kente. Number six. Whisper to the Holy Spirit and tell him to help you to understand. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me. Help me to understand. Help me to understand. Please help me. Let me understand something. Let me pick something. I was sleeping when I heard Bishop Ediadi preaching. That's how come I was able to build my house. It's because of a preaching word I heard. You don't know what preaching can do to you. Hallelujah. And the last one, he says that decide on the practical way to implement the scripture. Anytime you do your quiet time, go and look for some people in your school and share with them. Hey, I want to share my quiet time with you today. You say, no, you the go away. I say, I will share with you. Romans 8 verse 4. Hey, so you see, when you get small opportunity in your class and preach. Today I'm preaching about John 3 verse 2. Somebody should read for me. John 3 verse 2. You see, so Nicodemus is the same Nicodemus. That would be laughing, but preach. Yeah. Your class, they don't laugh. Your class, they are Christians. But the class that even the teacher is a fetish priest. No laugh. The teacher asks, hey, why sit down? Foolish girl, you think here is church. When we're in secondary school, you know there's this song. Nipa bakun oka ebebe mu. You know that song? Nipa bakun. When they were doing prayers at class, then Akwan was starting. Nipa bakun. Then teacher be famous. Hey, Nipa bakun. Then conference. Hey, Nipa bakun. That's the conference. Secondary school only. What's your same? This week. May you do your quiet time in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Father, we thank you, President. Say thank you. We bless you. And I lift up your hands and begin to pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to have your quiet time this week. Pray. It's difficult to have your quiet time. Very, very difficult. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. sun comes down. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song.
Sing like never before. Oh my soul,
I worship your
holy name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I leave your children under your covering and under your spirit. But I pray for them that this week may the appetite to have their quiet time come up in their lives. May each and every one of them look for their Bible very early in the morning when they wake up. And I pray, oh God, that as they read their Bible, may you teach them what to do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let me be singing when... Sit down. Take up your offering. Take up your offering. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Take out your offering. Take 5 cedis. If you want to give the Lord 5 cedis, come here quickly. 5 cedis, 10 cedis.
Holy.
Bring your offering. Your first, your second offering.
Sing like
5 cedis, 10 cedis. 4 cedis, 3 cedis, 2 cedis. Stand up and bring it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. May God bless you. Whatever you have for the Lord, bring it. Bring it.
And on that day when my strength.
Oh, stand up and bring your offering.
The angels me and my.
Oh, come. I'm waiting for you. Hurry up. I'm booster.
For all your
Shelly, have you brought your offering?
I will
keep on singing. Oh, come and show. Come and do God's show. Come and do God's show. Oh,
bless the Lord.
Oh, my soul. Everybody sing it.
Oh, my soul.
I think our organist is also doing well.
His soul.
Your back, take it.
Lord, I worship your holy name. Lord, I worship your holy name.
Wait. I feel that if the screen come by, it will be busy in this church.
Yeah.
Now the organ is, everything is working. I said, look, the speaker, it's only this speaker that is sounding. But we are going to get 2 of this.
Wow. Yeah.
You feel it. You see, when I was raising funds, some of you thought I was mad. Say, what is this man doing? Can you not know that we are only 30 people sitting down? Is it correct? I'm correct.
Yeah.
I'm correct. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And on that day when my strength is failing,
the angels.
Church today. I've enjoyed church today. Next next week we'll continue. I'll preach powerfully. Yeah. Next week. So I want us to close now. We are going to have this thing. Mix joint rehearsals. Let the choirs be intact. Call Harriet for me. Let the choirs be intact. Yoji, I want the dancing stars. I want it to work next week with a uniform. Now you can see that our choirs, they have their uniform and all that. Ariso, we have two choirs. We have two choirs here. Okay. So your people must mix, they must join one of the two choirs. Okay. Where are the choir leaders? Okay, so stand up. Okay, so you share your people to join any of the choirs. Then Antoinette will do praises and worship. So you can do some people to join praises and worship. Then the dancing stars also. So next week we are filling the place. Okay, next week, yes. Eh? Oh, you can do mixes. But next week there we are just singing, and so we should get powerful songs, okay, and everything should be on point and all that. Okay, all right. So what else is left? But okay, so are we finished with your people? And then let's see. So we are closing next week. Okay, next week is the last Sunday of April. I hear you people are vacated. So what are you doing at home? When are you resuming? Those of you who are vacated, when are you resuming? 4th May. 2 weeks time. 3 weeks. You've chopped 1 week already. Oh, sir. 4th May will be on when? Tuesday. Oh, are you sure? Oh. Right now that you've come home. Okay, so Sunday, next week, Sunday, I'll be expecting my birthday present from every... Oh, you bring me a car? You bring a wheelbarrow? Hallelujah. Let's welcome Shepherd Samuel Bito.
So, what are you going to say to Pastor Ike? Hey, what are you saying? You are welcome. See, nobody. Antoinette, please come in. Antoinette has something for us. Please, sit down.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.